KFIZ News Time is 9:39 as Final Like Today continues from the AirTech Heating and Cooling Studios on this Thursday, July 8th of 2021. It's time for our July Consumer Chat, where we take a look at consumer news topics and get you some information about scams and important information for you to be aware of here from the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. And joining us, per usual, is Michelle Reinen from DATCAP to keep us up to date on what's happening in the world of consumer news. Michelle, thanks for joining us. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, appreciate you taking some time, as always. Bulk of what we're going to talk about today is tips for summer travel. Of course, we're in the thick of the summer season. July 4th holiday is behind us. Still plenty of summer to go. And I know a lot of information that people need to keep in mind this time of year. Let's start, Michelle, with emergency car repairs. This is, of course, something that might pop up. You hope it never does, but, you know, it's something that might pop up. You know, maybe you're headed out somewhere, or maybe it's something you discover right before you're supposed to leave for a trip. What do we need to know about that side of things here this morning?
Yeah, so traveling by motor vehicle is still at pretty high demand here, and we want to make sure that people have the most successful trip that they can, and it can be really very stressful when you need that emergency repair. And the state of Wisconsin has regulations regarding motor vehicle repair and disclosures that need to be made, and certain signatures and things that need to be obtained when you drop off your vehicle face-to-face. But one of the best ways to avoid all this, of course, is before you travel, schedule that routine service to catch any problem areas and review your insurance policy for towing coverage so you know what type of options exist for you should you end up with an emergency situation. So if you end up stranded away from your regular repair shop and are in the state of Wisconsin, and even if you're outside the borders of Wisconsin, these are tips that can be very valuable to you. Ask for a free information and service information regarding fees that could be charged prior to having a tow truck driver lift or your disabled vehicle. You know, when you're on the phone, you may not have a lot of options, but really understand the situation you're in before they arrive on site to assist you, so you know whether or not there is an alternative that you may want to call. And then before you have any work performed, once you arrive at the repair shop, or at least that the vehicle does, ask how the shop prices its work. Is it a flat rate or actual time? You want to understand that as well, so you will be able to determine the bill and know what questions to ask. And then get a written estimate of the repairs before work begins, because this will help with documentation. Should things end up in dispute when it's time to make payment, you'll have that written estimate. And when we say written estimate, you may not be there. The tow truck may have taken the vehicle. You've gotten another ride. But, and you're talking over the phone, have them email you something. You know, get that in writing there. And then if you proceed with the repairs, any warranties that exist, make sure that you get copies of those for the parts and any service warranties that may have been disclosed to you or promoted. And then, of course, if the repairs seem complicated or expensive, it might be worth getting a second opinion. Even if you're kind of stranded on the road somewhere, it might be worth looking at what other alternatives exist for you, so you're not just, you know, put in the box that where the vehicle was dropped off there.
Sure. And another part of vacation scams that can happen is fake rental scams. Talking about properties, obviously, if you book a vacation home on, you know, beautiful shores of whatever lake, and the listing looks immaculate, the house looks immaculate, and, you know, it's sad to say there is a chance that that listing could be something that is not real and not an actual listing. What do we need to know about fake rental scams as we plan our summer vacations here this year?
Yeah, you described it really well. These scammers can copy that legitimate listing complete with those amazing photographs of a property, or they can create their own fake listing and use amazing photos of a real place, or even an imaginary place, if you will, and say that that is the location. Look for bargain rates. Look for limited availability. This urgency and pressure for you to send money without much research. These are all going to be signs to you that, or red flags, if you will, that this could be a fake posting. So don't wire money or paid with a prepaid card or gift card for a vacation rental, because you don't have any protections there. When you pay by credit card, you have built-in protections with that credit card under federal law. And again, be cautious when you're pressured or rushed into making a decision. Those cheap rates, bargain discounts in popular vacation destinations are going to be a red flag that you're going to want to avoid. You want copies of your contract before you send any deposit money. Read the terms and conditions. And when you get that copy, you'll know who you're doing business with based on who the contract is with, and you can do some research and check it out to make sure that they're legitimate. And then do research and verify that the property address is real and really exists. And you can usually do that, in the States using a city assessor's or looking at other public records that exist to make sure that address exists. Even using Google Maps assists in looking at an address. And when you look at the photos that come up, boy, do they match? Is that the same house that they're claiming is there based on the picture that's in that promotion? So be sure you take some time to do a little bit of research and some steps to be sure you have a destination to arrive at.
Continuing with our summer travel tips, Michelle, something folks have probably heard a lot about, and I know there's ads running even right here on this station for timeshare exit teams and stuff like that. Timeshares, they could be a good thing. They can also be kind of a hairy thing, I know, to get out of. And you had some timeshare tips for summer travelers and summer vacationers, too.
Yeah, they can be a great thing for some people. And for others, they look really appealing, but when you think about it and look at all the details, they may not be right for you, and you want to consider all that before signing a contract, because some of them last forever and some of them are for a period of time. So before signing a timeshare agreement, ask yourself a few questions. Is the timeshare only for a specific property, and then that's where you're going to have to vacation every year? Is it only for a specific week within a given month? Or is this something that you can trade, exchange, move around? Are there other properties you can cash in and move to? And will that incur an increased cost, or will it be the same? And then, can you afford this timeshare? Know that typically maintenance fees go along with a timeshare, and those maintenance fees can change over time. So not only are you paying for the timeshare, you have maintenance fees that can change over time. And maybe yours timeshare isn't going to be about a specific week, but points. And what will those points get you year after year after year? Or do you have to incur and buy more points to be able to get the same property that you originally purchased, if you will, and thought those points had exchange value for? And then, do you have time to deal with any issues that may arise? What if you can't book the resort that you want during that time you want to travel? Will you be available when that resort is open and you can go there? And so, again, is it the right fit for you? And then what happens if you can no longer afford the timeshare or you want to sell it? What are your options for getting out of that contract or canceling or selling that property? All these things need to be looked at and considered up front before entering into that contract.
We're talking with Michelle Reinen from the State Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection for our July Consumer Chat here this morning. And Michelle, for a final couple of minutes, I know folks at Consumer Protection had a scam spotlight or wanted to put some light on some recent complaints about telecommunications. Is that correct?
Yeah, we've been hearing from consumers about a couple different issues regarding telecommunications issues, different scam offers, promotional offers. and then even cell phone subscriber account fraud. And what this is fraud occurs when a scammer signs up for a cellular service with fraudulently obtained customer information or false identification. So, you know, basically identity theft. And, of course, these criminals can obtain your personal information and use it to set up that cell phone account in your name. And it may take some time to discover that this subscriber fraud has occurred, because if they're misdirecting or redirecting any bills, you won't notice that. And then it can take even more time to prove that it really wasn't you that signed up. So one way to monitor for this, of course, is to check your credit report regularly and be sure that what's on that report is accurate and the actual extensions of credit that you have. And if you need assistance, reach out to Consumer Protection so we can help you recover from that form of identity theft.
Yeah, definitely important to keep an eye on the credit report, like you said. And it can be tough to know maybe somebody has set up a different phone account in your name. That might be almost near impossible to tell, but it's something that certainly can happen, right?
Yes, it can. And again, that credit report becomes so valuable. And on a normal basis, you're permitted to check your credit report for free 3 times a year, once from each of the 3 major credit reporting agencies. But right now, you can do that for free on a weekly basis if you do so electronically because of some COVID issues, and that's until April of 2022. So take advantage of that. Monitor it and make sure no one's misusing your information.
Michelle, you also had some info about some scam offers or promotional offers when it comes to telecommunications, too.
Yeah, we are also hearing about consumers reporting having received free cell phones with a trade-in, only to find out a month later that it was a limited-time promotion offer, and now, of course, they need to pay that full price of the phone. They've reported store representatives that have verbally informed them about special subscription pricing without notifying them of the special terms and conditions, and then they're billed months later for the full subscription price. So be sure when you are looking at promotional offers, you understand all the details that go with it and any terms and conditions. And if, of course, you are shopping and are provided information from a store representative, get it in writing and ask questions as to how long this is going to last, how do I qualify for this, and be sure that it really will apply for you and fits what you are looking for, in that it will price out properly over the course of time, as opposed to just in that 1 month or maybe 6 month promotional term.
And you had reports, too, it looks like, of some scammers posing as a major company. I think it was AT&T offering great service if you sign up by this deadline, too. Is that another thing that's been reported?
You're absolutely right. Scammers told consumers that they could cut their monthly bill in half if they would only prepay before a specific time. It was 6 p.m. on the day that they reached out to that consumer, and they had to use, in this case, an eBay gift card. So, again, a number of signs that this is a scam. They reached out by phone. They were promoting a large provider, so that imposter situation. There was urgency that they needed to act now, a too-good-to-be-true offer, and there was that pay by an untrackable source, an eBay gift card that was prepaid so you wouldn't get your money back. So a number of things individuals could hopefully recognize, but in that moment of a great opportunity, it can be very difficult to do so. And remember, if you're looking for a deal, go directly to the source yourself, ask the questions, don't respond to an unsolicited phone call.
Excellent. Michelle, if people have questions, they want to file a complaint, or they want to learn more about anything we talked about this morning, how can they do that?
Please reach out to the Consumer Protection Hotline at 1-800-422-7128, or just go to our website at datcp.wi.gov.
Michelle, thanks as always. Have a great rest of July, and we'll talk again next month.
That sounds good. You take care.
Michelle Reinen joining us from the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection for our July Consumer Chat. Again, that hotline number, 800-422-7128 or datcp.wi.gov. www.wia.gov. Always good to talk about concerns.